Brother, what shall we do? The life we now live is miserable. My soul almost choseth strangling rather than life, and the grave is more easy for me than this dungeon. Would it not be better to escape this life by our own hand than to consent to be ruled by the giant?
Indeed. Death would be better than to forever abide in this misery. But let us remember that our Lord hath said, "Thou shalt do no murder." But to kill ourselves would be more than the killing of a body, for we would also destroy our souls. Thou talkest of the ease in the grave, but hast thou forgotten the punishment of eternal death? Others have escaped this kingdom of doubt, and therefore so may we. And I am resolved to play the man and to try my utmost to escape him at first chance. It may be that we shall succeed or be killed in the attempt and thus attain sweet release. But let us not be our own murderers.
With these words, Hopeful did encourage the mind of his brother. So they continued together in the dark that day in their sad and doleful condition. Later, toward evening, the giant came again to see if the prisoners had taken his counsel.
Tell me, chaps, have ye done yourselves in by the rope, by the potion, or by the point? Let me cast but a little light upon thy dead bodies to see how thou didst depart this hour.
Greetings, your highness.
What? Alive still?
We would be free.
Free? Nay, but thou hast disobeyed my counsel and that of my gentle wife. I shall now ask her counsel as how to punish thee the more. But be sure on this, that it shall go the worse for thee than thee can imagine if I find thee alive when next I come. My wife, dearest diffidence, is gentle, but does not take kindly to having her counsel rejected. Here be the poison, the dagger, and the rope. Do not neglect to use them this time. Ta, chaps.
Oh, dear Hopeful. I am nearly persuaded to obey.
Nay, brother. Be brave. Your only danger is that you shall forget how God hath led thee in the past. Remember that Apollyon could not crush thee, nor could the valley of the shadow of death smother thee. The threats and tortures of Vanity Fair could not stop thee. What hardship, terror, and suffering hast thou already endured, and shall this one, so near thy journey's end, send thee packing home?
Ah, Hopeful, thou art a brave soldier of the cross.
Nay, but I am a far weaker man than thou. And yet I have taken the same strokes as thee. I am no less thirsty or starved than thee. I too mourn for the absence of light. But let us hold fast the hope we possess. Let us trust ourselves to the hand that was nailed to the cross for us.
I shall try. Only put these instruments of death away from me, lest I seize them in a weak moment.
Here, I shall throw them out the bars. There.